Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bird Show.
All right, so let's get the boss on here. I think we've all sort of like, this is, it sort of concluded, but it didn't conclude.
Yeah.
Everybody's asking about this on email.
Because, I mean, the listeners picked, what, Jill? Is that her name?
Jenny.
I'm sorry. The listeners picked Jenny to get the raise and not Sally. Mm-hmm. And so that was the definitive answer. It's like, okay. But then Sally said, you know what? I'm going to make a stink about even that because she accused us of fixing the results of the poll. So
she was going to go back to the boss and say it's not legit, whatever. So you guys have wanted to know what's going on in the office since then. So Sally's boss is back with us, but we can't remember what fake name we assigned to him before. You guys remember?
Oh, Boss Man.
Why don't we just call him Boss Man?
Boss Man, you back.
Boss Man, yeah.
You're the Boss Man.
That was probably it.
So you're on the voice disguiser now, and this hasn't totally concluded. When Sally, were you listening when the results were discussed and Sally lost that day?
No.
So she came back into the office, or Jenny came back in the office? How'd you find out who got the raise?
Oh, I guess, I don't know what the results were exactly. I mean, I could have been listening.
What do you mean?
It sounds like I would have been listening, right?
Okay, but I thought the agreement was that whoever, you know, won the listener vote would get the raise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, and you don't know what the results are yet?
Well, I don't know. I didn't know how much of a landslide it was. I know that Jenny got it.
Okay.
So you don't have exact numbers.
Right.
Okay. So when Sally comes into the office that morning, does she tell you who won, or does Jenny call you first, or how do you find out?
I could be listening to the radio. I don't know.
I'm so confused.
Are you drunk?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
What has gotten into you?
Are you hungover?
No, I just...
It's a pretty simple question.
It's your guys' evil plan.
Huh? What?
It's your evil plan.
Evil plan for what?
Yeah, Jenny called me. Jenny called me right away to brag.
So you weren't listening the morning we announced the results, but you got a phone call from Jenny right afterwards and said that she won.
Yeah.
Okay.
So did you give Jenny the raise?
Yes.
Okay. And does Sally still work there?
Sally still works there.
Okay, so what has the atmosphere been like in the office since this whole thing went down?
Sally is less than pleased, but it was such a trip for everyone to be on the radio that she can't really act like a sourpuss.
It was a trip for everybody to be on the radio, so she can't act like a what?
Sourpuss.
Sourpuss.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. She's taking it okay. She obviously wishes she got the money, but...
Is there any tension between her and Jenny now?
A little. I mean, it's probably a little tension between Sally and everyone. Sally wished she got some money.
Have there been any repercussions for you? Like, has your boss found out how this all went down?
He did, but he doesn't mind. He thought it was kind of fun.
Something doesn't smell right to me. Like, you sound so strange
today.
Like, sourpuss. Like, I'm wondering if you got pressure from in the office, like this was unprofessional to do, because you don't sound like the same dude.
What's happening right now? You're recording this, aren't you?
No, we're on the air right now.
Yeah, you tell us what's happening right now.
We're on the air.
I haven't gotten any negative repercussions. Like, my job isn't being threatened.
Is someone's job being threatened?
No. It was, no one's job is being threatened. Jenny got the raise, and I would say that Sally deserved it more, honestly, if we were being honest, and if I had to chosen it myself. But
is there something you can't say on the air right now?
Yeah, we're just gonna bail because there's something not right.
Yeah, is Sally there with you?
Yeah, I mean, everybody's calling up, pretty much saying the same thing now that they said.
And you're the
last
boss?
Time we had this guy on.
Yeah,
that they all should be fired.
Yeah.
Weird.
Including the boss now. Before it was just Ginny and Sally. Now they're lumping the boss into it.
He doesn't sound like much of a boss.
Hey, Sherry, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
Confused?
Yeah,
good.
Weird, because he's gone now also.
Well, is he crazy or what? He says this is y'all's evil plan. It was his idea.
Yeah.
To do the contest.
Exactly.
It's weird.
You know,
very weird. Yeah, and he sounds so wishy-washy. He doesn't sound like he's got any you-know-what.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, he came on and told all of it, Lena, and everybody else, you know, whoever got the most votes would get the raise. And then he says, am I being recorded? It's like you're on the radio.
I'm curious. I wonder if, like, he got some pressure from his boss and, like, wasn't supposed to come on or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And did Tracy, like, strong-arm him to come on?
I don't think so.
Well, and then, of course, and then he throws out how he thought that Sally, is that her name, Sally? Is that
mm-hmm.
How, I don't know, I can't remember her name today. Sally deserved the raise more. So that only is going to add fuel to the fire.
Right.
You know, way to go, dude.
Bizarre.
Hey, Tori.
Hey, good morning.
Weird. Hey.
Are you sure this is a legit company? It sounds like they may be trying to pull one over on you guys.
That could
it
be.
Does.
It
does.
Could be.
Maybe.
Yeah, I think they just want to be radio famous.
Maybe.
Radio famous, that's so overrated.
Didn't get you very far a couple weeks ago, did it?
I'm leaving for TV.
Hey, Kim, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hello?
Hey.
Okay. What's going on?
Right.
Yeah.
I just want to leave.
Wow.
I just want to leave now.
Take me to my safe place.
Can we end the show at 7:45?
Can we get back under the covers?
Yes.
Maybe Brittany will come. Maybe Brittany will come in early today.
Hey, Michelle, good morning.
Like at 8.
Hey, guys. I wish I would just cut him off. He sounds like such a tool. Between the slurred words and the heavy breathing, it's kind of creepy.
Yeah.
It just, none of it sounded right today. Like, I'm starting to think the same thing that other caller said, that maybe we were all, maybe they're snowing us off for the whole last couple of weeks.
No, I think would not want to work for him. God.
I don't think it's, just a small, tiny, backwards company, and the guy doesn't, he's not a boss. He's a yes man for somebody else, and he probably, I'm guessing he got in trouble, but, you know, from his boss for coming on with us, but he still wanted to be on the radio.
I'm so not satisfied with the conclusion of that.
I don't want to talk to them anymore.
No, that's not what
we're
Get it? The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.